What up, everybody? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, the road to Dublin marches on, and unfortunately, Milan hits a little speed bump, and we're going to talk tonight. We got, of course, our report cards going out. We're going to see who, if anybody, showed up today for the test. We're going to talk, of course, the game against Sassuolo on the weekend. Live coast to coast happening in Southern California. All this and more. But G, what do we got to do first? We got to let them know. If you appreciate the channel, come on, man. You know what you got to do. What, you want to do it, G? You can do it. Go ahead.
Hey, man. if you against Diddy right now, everybody like and subscribe and the channel and appreciate what we're doing, all right? Because this is a barn burner today. And we need y'all to like and subscribe to make us happy. Please, please. And put on the bell notifications, because if not, you don't know when we're going to go live.
Yeah, we don't got set times over here at Coast to Coast. We're fluid, baby. We're fluid, all right? Like your girlfriend or boyfriend. Let's go, baby. We're not happy. They didn't show up, but we always show up. It's Fabio. It's Gio. It's Long Island and Southern California. Let's fucking go.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Giroud in area, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Maignan with another magical save.
Hernandez, coast to coast, del numero 19. Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. Come in live. Let's bring us in. What up, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Fabio, joined by my partner, Gio, coming live from Long Island, New York, and Southern California, Los Angeles in the building. We are in the worst times and in the best times. We are Milan. You're muted. You're muted and you messed it up. You better salvage this.
Terrible. Oh, man. I dropped the Milan today.
You did. You looked exactly like them. You did not come to play today, and I'm very upset. Guys, what up, everybody? Everybody in the chat. Everybody watching, these are the nights that we hate most. Have to sit down and talk of the egregious, awful game that we had to watch today. What's your opinion? Let's start there. How were you feeling after watching this debacle?
I knew we had Houston. We have a problem after the first 15 minutes. We were trying to walk in the ball in the back of the net. And when we usually beat Roma, Fabio, you know, we're at them. We're at their neck. We're not letting them breathe. You know, and when we don't do that, it's like, bro, they got like an NBA team in their back line. So no crosses are getting through. If they are, it's rare. But I mean, I just felt like, I didn't know. Like after the first 15 minutes, I said, oh, we're going to have a long night. That's all I knew.
I mean, watching this game at the bar definitely felt like this Milan did not show up. They weren't ready. They were ill-prepared. You know, say what you will about the coach. He put what he believed was his best roster out there. You know, we're going to go individually through everybody's performance or lack thereof. But, I mean, they just didn't have the fire. And, like, you kind of have to look at the coach for that. You know, they didn't look ready. They definitely, I mean, Roma had a couple of chances there in the first half that they could have gotten more on us, and we're lucky they just couldn't finish chances. A couple of things didn't go our way, which we'll go through. Do you think that was a handball? The one everybody's been talking about?
Oh, this one like that? I mean, hand is, the ball is passing right there. That's not a natural position. But, I mean, I think I said it on Twitter. Shout out Max. I said it to Max. We don't get that in Serie A. We don't get it in Europe. And that's been like that for the last 5 years. Or since we started getting back into the competition. We're not going to get those. And you know what? I mean, it is what it is. We know it's a handball. I bet you it happens next week, and it's on us to Roma beep, penalty. You feel me? They go there, they go there. But nah, I thought it was, and but hey,
didn't get the call. No, no, no.
That referee, that French referee, and Chicho, they could go put croissants up their ass. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, I'm trying to see where the hell the FOT Mob ratings are here. But we might have to do it with no graphic here. Let's go. Time to do our report card, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. If you're in the chat, throw up what you think you believe the grades are for the player that we're talking about. Let's start, Mignon. What's your grade, baby?
Hey, man, you see, that was – well, that save that he made was offside, but they gave it to him as a save. Lukaku was, like, fucking miles offside. But he saved it, and then – that, but to me, Magic Mike, he didn't do anything, and when we needed him to make a save, he made a world-class save. You're not stopping that Mancini one when he's wide open and Giroud is just standing there looking like, oh, that's Mancini.
All right, I'll give him a B. I can't give an A. I mean, a goal did get in, even though you could say what you could say about him getting to it. I'm not giving anybody an A tonight. Fuck you. You don't deserve one. So B for Mignon. Let's move on. Calabria.
Hey, Calabria. Hey, Fabio. He wasn't good attacking. He couldn't make no passes, but at least he did something right, and he was defending. Remember, he cut out two balls that were at the death, and he gets to that. So shout out Calabria. I'm going to give him a
What about that cook job by Spinazzola? We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, but Fabio, I mean, he got a B, Fabio. Let's not B, okay?
You going B?
Yeah, B.
Hell no. Hell no. Average C. C at best. Okay. We're going C here, man. And even as the captain, he should probably get a D. How about that? Woo! And Knicks win, all right? I don't give a fuck, bro. He's coming
on vacation over here.
Nah. I'm not happy tonight, people. No. See, it's not a C. A C would be for the captain, all right? He wasn't great. He wasn't shit. Yes, should get a C. But you know what? The whole team looked like hot doo-doo, okay? Hot, steamy shit tonight. And I'm not happy. I'm giving him a D. Fuck you guys. That's what it is. All right. Let's move on. I don't care. Go to VAR. I don't care.
No, for the next one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right. So let's go to Gio's favorite player and probably one of the only guys I'll actually say looked good. But let's go, G. You wanted him. You got him. There he is. Gabia, go ahead.
A Euro 2024. Here we come. As a bench player, I'm not going to go. But, I mean, you know what? 2 games ago, Gabby had a shit game. Everybody was criticizing him. And to me, I think he's showing his character. I think he only did one thing, but that's Lukaku. And Lukaku got 200 pounds on this guy. It is what it is. But I'm very happy. He made last-ditch tackles. He was everywhere, Fabio. And
he made a nice tackle, yeah. Stop the ball, like, in between his legs.
Yeah. And you know the one that Magic Mike panned out? Lukaku were right there, and he actually kicked it out. I'll be paying attention to Gabia.
I saw it. So, I know.
Man, Gabia, nobody getting an A today, but Gabia, I'm giving you a B because you did your job.
Yeah, I'll give him a B. I think that's fair. I think he was the better of the center backs tonight. All right, Malik Chow. Let's get Gabia out of here. Malik Chow, what you got a grade for?
Houston, we have a problem, Fabio. Shaky.
Germania, we have a problem. The vibranium is cracking.
I don't know what's happening with him. I mean, he has talent. If you look at Schalke, look how many talented players have come out of their academy. And I don't know what's gone on with him. He's not the same after the injury. But even at the beginning of the year, his one-on-one defending sucks. And when Gabbia, a guy that's supposed to be like a throwaway to the whole fan base, outperforms you, you got to be an F. I'm sorry, Fabio.
Maybe F is a little too hard.
This I feel is my like guy. I got his jersey right here. It's right here somewhere.
Oh, Nico's saying he thinks he's got a mental block. So, hey, listen, man, he's still young. He's suffering, but I think a C or D is probably fair. I guess C, he didn't really do too much. Yeah, he didn't have his head up his ass. I like that. That's a good way of putting it, Frank. I think C is fair for him. C is fair. You say F because you want to be crazy. I'm at least down to earth today. All right, let's go. Theo Hernandez, what's your grade on him?
Theo Hernandez, you think in those last 13 minutes when Leal came out or whatever, they're going to get you a good grade. But to me, he get a D. You was non-existent. You didn't want to run for the ball. You wasn't doing shit. Every time it was time for you to pass, you were passing it too late. So to me, those last 13 minutes when they stopped overloading that left side, because that's what Roma did. They overloaded that left side. That's why there was no space for Leal and Theo to go. Like, yeah. But those 13 minutes ain't going to give you a grade, so I'm going to give him a D, Fabio. I didn't really like his performance. So 13 minutes ain't going to get you nothing. Maybe in the bedroom going to get you some good stuff, but not here, not on Coast to Coast.
Whoa! We need more time than that. All right, so LeBron Youssef is saying C for Theo. I feel like C is probably a fair grade because he definitely it's average. Didn't do anything special, and we hold that against you. Frank saying same thing, C. He had a tough game, but wasn't ass. I don't know. Let's go to the midfield. Let's start with Bennacer. What's your opinion?
Time to sell.
Benny didn't look good.
But you know what? I think that's the only person that Pioli got wrong, because Tijani is the only one that's like a threat to like pass a ball through the needle. And I think as soon as you see number 7 come in, you seen what happened. We were more fluid and stuff like that. So I'm going to get Benny. I don't know. You keep on getting injured too. You go into Algeria, you come back. So that's not helping you stay fit. And I told you that, bro, when he was struggling versus Slavia Praha and the other team too. And I think Benny D, man. And if he doesn't get his act together, he got to go.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, it's looking more and more like that. Everybody else is saying D. You know, dude hasn't been the same since he came back from AFCON. He hasn't. It's really, really a fucking shame. I think a D is exactly. Yeah, he lost a step, definitely. All right, so let's go now with Tijani. Let me go first. Now, I have to give him praise because majority of this game, he is the only one trying to do anything. He's the only B. Well, I gave Mike a B, so I'll give him a B. I think he was trying, despite not having
any. I was a hater. You gave Davia a B, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I think a B is a fair average. Honestly, I think he's my man of the match, because there is no top in this one. Everybody sucked majority of this game. But at least like what I saw from him. What do you think about Reindeers?
He had two dangerous shots that their goalkeeper, if that's Roy Patricio, Fabio, those two go in. He doesn't save those, but you know.
They were a little too far outside the box. Not necessarily.
There was one that he got a hand on and stuff like that. But I'm going to give him a B because, like you said, he was the only one that's trying to hit something.
Yeah. As sad as that is, he's the only one trying to do anything. So yeah. I don't know. I can't really give the kid a bad grade tonight. So B seems fair. If people agree with us, I like it. I like it. Let's keep it moving now. All right. Pulisic. Pulisic was not good this game, man. Pulisic was not good this game. What say you?
I think he was invisible, Fabio. I don't really think, you know, he wasn't able to run past Spinazzola, who only has one good knee. That's very shocking. So yeah,
you look pretty good this game, bro.
Spinazzola. Yeah, one knee, Spinazzola, like you're not able to run past him and you're pretty fast. I had to give you a D, Fabio.
Yeah, I think that's a fair grade. It wasn't Chris's best night. All right, let's go Loftus-Cheek.
What's oh, my God. Loftus-Cheek, F, bro. when you let fucking Cristante that bum, like, you can't move that bum out the way. Like, I don't understand that. Like, didn't you just get rest? Like, this is when I'm not understanding. Like, you just got rest and you wasn't doing nothing in the midfield, to be honest with you. You was, like, all the 50-50 balls, they were winning. They were winning all the 50-50 balls.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's bad, man. That's bad. So I gotta give you, I don't even know what I give him, but I give him a D.
Yeah, I was a little shocked that he wasn't substituted. I thought he wasn't playing well. And I think a D is a fair grade. We expected better from Loftus-Cheek, and it just wasn't there. Wasn't there. I would honestly start thinking, let's play Chukwueze and Pulisic at the same time and bench Loftus-Cheek. We got to try.
No,
or put Loftus-Cheek as that in that double pivot role with Adley and see what we can do. Oh, Reindeer, excuse me. Reindeer. Yeah. I think that's our best bet. Or you sub him out when you want to take out Pulisic. That's it. We'll see what they do for the next game. But anyway, all right, so that was Loftus-Cheek. Let's go Leao. What's your opinion for Leao?
Non-existent. There's not even a grade. He got to repeat the class, Father.
Yeah, F for Leao today, but being absolutely terrible. He didn't do shit today. Really bad.
And especially, Salah got a yellow card in the 30th minute, and you didn't even attack him.
Nope. I know they doubled up on his side and basically did all the stuff, but no, thank you. You got to do better. I'm giving Leao an F today. It was not good. Not good. Not good. G for ghosted. That's the next guy. All right. Drew.
Look, Fabio, I mean, I've been saying it for a long time.
This is my flop of the night.
I've been saying it for a long time, but people think I got an agenda. And now people starting to catching on the Twitters. They started saying, like, why isn't Giroud getting dropped? Why this and that? Look, guys, Giroud is 37 years old. Yes, he could look physically fit, but the game is about fucking mental. It's about a mental game. And let's be honest. Yes, he scored a goal last game. But other than that goal, what did he do last game? Like, let's be honest. So now we get here. What did he do today? He did nothing. And once again, Chukwueze fucking takes four defenders on and gives it to you on a platter, and boom! So F for Giroud. I mean, you know what? I mean, you just need a rest this Saturday because we're gonna need you on Thursday. I've been telling people he cannot.
So you would still play him again next week,
Fabio? It's not that I want to play him next week. Is we have the stupid ass on the fucking sideline, you know. Me and Frank been saying it. He looks tired. Oh no, we look at the GA. We're gonna lose Giroud. What the fuck? Like I don't know. Me and Frank looking out for the best of the team. Like, did he have to play last game versus Lecce those 70 minutes? You think we couldn't have won without Giroud?
No,
because he did nothing besides get that shoulder off going into the net. That's all he did.
And he didn't do anything today, man. He had his biggest chance, and he puts it just a little too much, hits the crossbar.
And I think he got to bury that. And I think he hates Chukwueze because Chukwueze this year has given him 7 chances on a fucking platter like that, and he's missed them all. Shout out Chukwueze. Dog.
Yeah, Chukwueze. We're not at him yet, but
no. Oh, yeah, but I mean,
all right, so we're giving Drew an F. There's no, so all right, let's just talk Chukwueze because he's the only one of the substitutes, maybe with Adley, that did anything. But Chukwueze is the only bench player I'm going to give a positive grade. He should have gotten an assist. I give him a B.
Yeah, B. I mean, God, man, I didn't even know he could dribble through like a shitload of people and. It was like that, but I mean, yeah. I don't know, Fabio. I just want to say, like, to the fans on Twitter, because we're on Twitter right now, on X or whatever. Don't you ever compare Chukwueze to that bum CDK ever in your fucking life.
Yo, you better watch it, because CDK made a sick pass today.
Let's
pump the brakes.
Well, Chukwueze made a sick pass, but the motherfucker, Giroud, didn't make it.
This guy
should be not even performing how he is because of the many chances that Loftus-Cheek, Giroud had missed on him. So I just want to give him his praise. Chukwueze's here. He ain't no flop. He just keeps improving. I mean, shout out to him, man, for having that strong mentality, man. And you know what? I think Giroud hates him because, you know, Giroud, when he was at Arsenal, he used to be a playboy cheating on his wife and all that.
Hold on.
And he just seen Chukwueze, like on Monday night, he had some two bad ones. You know,
Giroud getting jealous around.
Yeah, Giroud jealous. That's what it is.
Giroud's living a good life, man. Anyway, it's just bad form on Giroud again. He gets an F. You gotta bury those, bro. Gotta bury those. But yeah, all right, just Pioli now.
It's documented. Levon Youssef. That's why he wasn't allowed to leave London. I think there was like Bayern Munich wanted him, and then his wife said no because you know he'd be on some bull.
Yeah, Abe, I don't know about playing Loftus-Cheek up front as a striker.
We'll play
Okafor if we're going to do that. What are we doing? Yeah. All right. So what's Pioli's grade, bro?
I didn't like his tactics, Fabio. I think Chukwueze earned his spot to play today. And I think if Pioli is like a good manager, he would have seen that. Benitez has been struggling the last. Yeah.
Adley looked way better.
Your Europa League games, but as soon as Pioli substituted and Adley came in, we were at least moving the ball. Yeah. But come on, guys! Like we cannot continue doing this, going on a high. And if we get eliminated next week, then that's embarrassing. That De Rossi, a fucking manager that he probably ain't got his license, just outclassed Pioli. To be honest with you.
I would give him again. I just think Pioli's got to get an F. There's no way you even give him a positive grade. The team came out so flat,
because
pure garbage, bro. It's like they had no idea what to do. They look lifeless, so uninterested, bro. Look, Familia Holmes is saying Tijani and Benacer are no good together. 100%. As soon as Benacer came off the field, we started to play way better with Pioli, with Adley. So, just disappointing, man. Disappointing. I'm giving him F. I don't want to hear it. Most of the class should be failed. There's only a few people that I give love to. Adley looked decent. Reindeers looked decent. Gabia looked decent. And Mignon, I mean, he didn't really get asked to do too much. But when he was asked, he took care of his business except the goal. And I think the goal, when you watch the highlight, honestly, it looks like the goal is on Loftus-Cheek. He loses his guy. Bismarck, he said earlier, the goal shouldn't even happen because it was offsides and it changed the whole game because the goal was so early. I don't know. I just think they do look like shit, bro. They look like shit. They look so uninterested. They just look so bad today, you know. When all the other teams are playing and they're exciting games, the Champions League games are exciting, and here comes our game, and our game is a dud of fucking duds. I mean, couldn't have been more bored. Like, you knew as soon as they scored that first goal, they were going to sit back, they were going to park the bus, and Milan was going to have so much trouble even trying to break them down even a little bit. And again, we really didn't have too many great chances. And it's just fucking disappointing. Anything else to wrap up this report card?
Nah, Fabio. I mean, in my preview, I'm gonna say who the hell I want to be playing as the attackers is this weekend. But
let's go, get right into it. Sassuolo Milan.
No. Can we do the we're gonna fit like five minutes on the other Europa League?
Okay, things? Let me put it. Hold on, Europa League. Yeah. Results. Let's go, baby. Who do you want to talk about? You want Liverpool.
Look, Leverkusen, man, I know they the real deal, but today they show that they the real deal. And I think they have a chance to, like, win it all. Unless they get us, you know, we're going to try to fight to get them. But Benfica, shout out to them. They got it. But whoa. I need y'all to start the new trend. Atalanta can win the Premier League. Now, you know, those stupid assholes, like, are saying that Brighton and all that shit. And then Roma smoked on that Brighton pack, like, easy. But I just want you to start, like, everybody start tweeting, Atalanta can win the Premier League. Everybody and stuff like that. But shout out to Atalanta. And shout out to that big monster that I wanted in the summer. And Fabio criticized me, said that he was a bum. I'm talking about Big D Scamacca.
I did not say any of the sort. All right? And pause on that Big D. Shout out. You're just dying to yell Big D about him.
Out Scamacca. Shout out Scamacca, man. I mean, he's like, if we have a manager like Pioli, he's like Giroud. He's a target, man. And that's what Xerxes not going to work with us with Pioli. I'm just letting you know as that. We need a target man like Scamacca, like Giroud. But it was just crazy, man. And hey, guys, price went up. Atalanta, you say y'all can't pay? Y'all can't pay that CDK. Send us back to us. Manchester United, Liverpool want this guy. We could sell CDK for 70 million ourselves.
That could be a thought, if possible. All right, so who else?
That's it.
You want to talk about Leverkusen? Because they look like
I already said Leverkusen, the real deal. That's all I mean. Now, let's get to the preview, man.
Let's get to the preview now. All right, Milan Sassuolo, this Sunday, early for you and I. We're going to be live in California together to watch this game with Milan Club SoCal, 6 a.m., 9 a.m. on the East Coast, and, of course, 3 p.m. for them back over there. Gee, what are we thinking about this game, man?
All right. Shout out, man. This is the back call to Pioli. Bonetti, clip this up and send it to your lover, Pioli, okay? I need Okafor on the left. I need Jovic up top. And I need Chukwueze on the right. That's what I need on Sunday. I need Leao, Giroud, and Pulisic to rest this game. If we lose the game, I really don't give a F if we're doing all these changes. The main thing is that next Thursday, we show up a little bit better and we fucking advance, okay, at the end of the day. So that's what I want. That's what I want to see. And, hey, maybe make Gio fucking happy and put in Big Dog Zeroli up in there. Let's start doing something and stuff like that. Let's change the front. Giroud needs a rest. Basically, Champions League qualification and Serie A is already done deal. And it's basically, even if we go down to fifth place, it's done deal. Because today, Atalanta beating Liverpool and then Roma beating us move up the coefficient. So we're going to get the fifth spot. That's what they're saying. Premier League dropped because none of their teams won this whole week. So I'm just letting y'all know, let's switch it up. Let's switch up the midfield because next Thursday, I'm going to need that fire. We're going to Roma's house. They're going to be crazy. And you know what? They still got that Mourinho on them that they could win. 5-1-0.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to park the bus and get it done. That's what I'm scared. But we only won nothing. We could still turn it around. It's not complete gloom. It just looks so lifeless today. It was not good, man. It was not good.
Yeah, let's put in Caldara. Finally fucking earn your salary. Let's put him in it. Give Gabby a rest.
Yeah, right. Guys, that guy will get hurt just thinking about playing. But what do we think is going to be the score line? What do you got?
I want to have a good time because you're going to be here 5.
Hell yeah, come on.
We're going to go on an adventure this weekend. Shout out, even though it's fucking raining. This weather in California sucks ass. But that's not here nor there. But I just want to say, like, let's just go on. Like, it was just crazy. Like, we weren't disrespecting Roma, but we have beat him. We're on a good trajectory. And today, like, the team just shits on us. But those are purely performances. So what I need for Sassuolo, so if there's going to be heavy rotation, let's go 2-0 and let's close it out.
I'm going to say let's just hope for – I think Milan's going to give us a real shitter. I think even if they sub everybody out, Sassuolo hasn't looked good. Let's go 2-0, please. Do us a favor, 2-0, and let us not sweat. All right, just some thoughts, last couple of thoughts. This will be a shorter episode tonight, guys. Just disappointing that, again, in a big moment, you know, an unexperienced coach comes out with a way of playing with his team prepared, and our team looks completely shell-shocked. Very disappointing. 7 games in a row, and we were winning, and it just feels very much like all this went down the toilet. Obviously, only 1-0, so we can turn it around. It just, oh my God, what a gut punch this game felt. It's honestly, shout out to Vince Mancini, because I feel like he's the one that sent me this damn message, and he said basically that he was worried about our set pieces, and that's like... Immediately when they scored, I thought about it. I was like, fucking man, he was right. I just want to see something better. Let's turn this around. The guys who get a chance to play need to fucking play well, man. Yeah, Vince, you were right, and I was very upset about it. Let's fucking go, G. Let's go. Parting shots, bro. What do we got for parting shots here?
Okay. Parting shots, man. Just want to thank anybody. Hey, and shout out Ale, too. Like, I don't know when he said that we're going to lose today, and I told him no negativity in 2024. That's from Milan Club SoCal. Shout out Ale. But, man, parting shots to everybody that's always here waiting. Leap on Yusuf Frank, Jamie Drummer, Vince Mancini. Everybody that's always here, Samurai up in here, like, you know, Familia Holmes, we up in here, Defensive Dynamo.
Steve AK Wells. Here.
Steve Wells. Like, we just got, like, awesome core people Abe. That always mess with us. So.
Yes, everybody just, coming through. We appreciate it.
Yeah, like, you know, and stuff like that. But, just want a party shot. And if you are here in Southern California, and you want to catch Fabio running down doing the Diddy, so he say Diddy from California now. If you want to see Fabio doing the Diddy, meet us at the Foxen House in Studio City, 6 a.m. We don't give a boom.
Hell yeah. And we're going to be bringing that fire.
We're going to have that Jameson flowing. And it is what it is.
Johnny Walker, not Jameson. No, definitely. And guys, if again, just to rep my own club, if you're in the New York City area, 9 a.m., go make a good turnout over there. Legends, the Football Factory, 33rd Street and 5th Avenue. Go check out the boys. Despite being a loss, I was happy to get to go to the club again today and experience the game with Remo and a few of the guys. So anything else, G, before we peace out? We're going to have guys, we're taking over. Coast to Coast is taking over MWP Monday night. All right. It's not going to be Monday night, actually. It's going to be Monday during the day. All right. So you're going to be getting your lunch or something, or your afternoon tea. And all of a sudden, we're going to be on. And you just got to take the ride. Me and G taking over. We're giving Vinny and Steve the week off. We're going to hold it down. And then, of course, we're going like 2 or 3 times next week. Pause. But. You guys better get ready. Next Thursday, we'll be back on. Monday, we'll be back on. G, ovunque, sempre.
Forza Milan.
Forza Milan, everybody. Peace out. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. We'll see you on the weekend. Peace out, everybody.